This is a recast of the 3700-word piece, Keras, Deep Learning Bibliothek, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Today, we are diving into the world of deep learning and focusing on one of its key components, the Keras Deep Learning Library. Keras is an open-source library originally developed by Franz Wachalet and now under the care of the TensorFlow community. It was designed to make the development of neural networks as simple and efficient as possible.
One of the standout features of Keras is its high level of abstraction. This means that developers can focus more on the architecture and design of their models without worrying too much about implementation details. This makes it easier for experimentation and prototyping.
Keras is important for several reasons. First, it offers simplicity and user-friendliness, making it ideal for beginners. Even experienced developers appreciate its straightforwardness. Second, Keras allows for modularity and extensibility, making it easy to create and customize neural networks using modules and layers. This enables developers to try out different architectures and adapt models for specific tasks.
Another reason for Keras' importance is its support for various backends. Backends are the engines that actually perform the computations in deep learning. Keras offers flexibility by allowing developers to choose from different backends like TensorFlow, Theano, and Microsoft Cognitive Toolkit. This allows developers to select the backend that best suits their needs.
Additionally, Keras is widely used in AI research and development. Many researchers and companies utilize Keras to develop innovative models for image recognition, natural language processing, autonomous vehicles, and many other applications.
Let's take a look at the history of Keras to better understand its development. The library was created in 2015 by Franz Wachalet as a response to the growing demand for user-friendly deep learning tools. Initially, Keras was developed as a standalone library, independent of other deep learning frameworks. This allowed developers to use Keras with different backends like Theano and TensorFlow. Over the years, Keras has undergone continuous improvement and expansion with updates and new features introduced to meet developers' needs.
It's important to compare Keras with other deep learning frameworks. Two prominent competitors are TensorFlow and PyTorch. Keras stands out for its simplicity and user-friendliness, making it great for beginners and quick prototyping. TensorFlow, on the other hand, offers deeper integration with the TensorFlow ecosystem, making it suitable for projects that require maximum performance and scalability. PyTorch is known for its flexibility and dynamic computation graphs, making it preferred by researchers who want to develop and experiment with novel models.
The choice between Keras, TensorFlow, and PyTorch depends on the specific requirements of your project. Keras may be the better choice if you're looking for simplicity and a fast development environment, especially for beginners. PyTorch may be the right choice if you're conducting innovative research and want more control over your modeling process. For companies looking to deploy models in production, PyTorch offers advantages in terms of deployment and scalability.
Now, let's focus on the key features of Keras. One standout feature is its simplicity and user-friendliness. Keras provides an intuitive API that allows developers to build models without getting lost in complex implementation details. This makes it ideal for beginners to quickly make progress. However, simplicity doesn't mean lack of functionality. Keras offers a wide range of pre-built layers, activation functions, and optimizers that enable developers to create complex models without writing a lot of code.
Another key feature of Keras is its modularity and extensibility. The library is designed to be flexible enough to meet the diverse requirements of deep learning projects. Developers can easily create their own layers and activation functions and integrate them into their models. This allows for the development of tailored architectures that precisely fit a project's needs. Keras also supports the use of callbacks, which allow developers to customize the training process of their models. This can range from modifying learning rates to implementing early stopping strategies to prevent overfitting.
Lastly, Keras is known for its support of various deep learning backends. Originally developed with Theano as the backend, Keras later added support for TensorFlow, which is now the preferred backend. This seamless integration with TensorFlow allows developers to use Keras layers and models directly within TensorFlow. However, it's worth noting that Keras also supports other backends like Microsoft Cognitive Toolkit, CNTK. This flexibility means that developers can use Keras in different environments and for various applications without having to rewrite their entire code base.
Now that we've covered the main points of the article, let's quickly go over the installation and setup of Keras. The installation process is straightforward and allows you to quickly dive into the world of deep learning. You'll need to have Python installed on your system, preferably version 3.6 or higher. It's also recommended to set up a virtual environment to avoid conflicts between different Python packages. Once you have Python set up, you can install TensorFlow, the preferred backend for Keras, using the pip command pip install TensorFlow. After that, you can install Keras itself using pip install Keras. Finally, you can check if Keras was successfully installed by running a simple code snippet in a Python shell.
After installing Keras, you'll need to configure the backend. By default, TensorFlow is already set as the backend when you install Keras. However, if you want to use a different backend like Theano, you can set the environment variable keras_backend. Alternatively, you can configure the backend directly in your Python code using keras_backend set_backend_theano. It's important to configure the backend before creating Keras models to ensure that Keras uses the correct backend engine.
With the installation and backend configuration complete, you're ready to start building and training neural networks in Keras. The process involves initializing a model, adding layers to the model, compiling the model, and finally training the model with your data. Keras provides a variety of layer types, activation functions, and loss functions to customize your models according to your specific task. Additionally, Keras emphasizes the importance of data preparation and augmentation to ensure effective learning. This includes loading and normalizing data, applying one-hot encoding for categorical data, and using data augmentation techniques to expand your dataset.
When it comes to training models in Keras, selecting the appropriate optimizer and loss functions is crucial. Keras offers popular optimizers like Atom, SGD, and RMSprop, each with its own strengths and weaknesses. Likewise, there are different loss functions to choose from based on your specific task, such as mean squared error for regression scenarios or binary cross entropy for binary classification problems. It's important to experiment with different combinations to achieve the best results for your model. Keras also allows for the creation of custom loss functions and optimizers to meet specific requirements.
Lastly, let's explore some practical applications of Keras. The library has been successfully used in various domains, including image recognition, natural language processing, NLP, healthcare, and finance. For example, Keras has been utilized in object detection for autonomous driving and surveillance systems, facial recognition in social media and security systems, sentiment analysis in social media and customer service applications, machine translation in tools like Google Translate, medical imaging for disease identification and anomaly detection, diagnosis and prognosis in healthcare, fraud detection in financial transactions, and prediction of financial markets. These examples demonstrate the versatility and power of Keras as a deep learning library that has enabled innovative solutions for complex problems in different industries.
Additionally, Keras has been involved in numerous successful projects and case studies. AlphaGo, the program developed by DeepMind that defeated human world champions in the game of Go, utilized Keras and deep learning techniques for its neural networks. Facebook utilizes Keras for its facial recognition feature, automatically tagging recognized individuals in photos. In the medical field, Keras has been used for diagnosing eye diseases by identifying retinal conditions through scans. Google employs Keras for advanced NLP models in search algorithms, translation applications, and voice assistants like Google Assistant. These real-world examples highlight the impact of Keras in driving innovation and solving complex problems.
Looking ahead, the future prospects of Keras will be influenced by trends and developments in the world of deep learning. Keras will continue to be integrated into the TensorFlow ecosystem while benefiting from ongoing improvements and support from the open-source community. Additionally, the automation of machine learning workflows, known as AutoML, will play a significant role in the future. Keras is expected to be integrated into AutoML platforms and libraries to enable faster and easier model creation. With the increasing popularity of edge computing, Keras will also be utilized in developing efficient and powerful models for IoT devices and edge devices. The field of deep learning research will continue to evolve, and Keras will remain a tool used by researchers to develop new models and techniques.
In conclusion, Keras is an essential component in the toolkit of developers and researchers working with deep learning. Its simplicity, modularity, support for various backends, and widespread use in research and industry make it a valuable resource. As we've discussed today, Keras offers an intuitive API for building neural networks, supports data preparation and augmentation, allows for customization through optimizers and loss functions, has practical applications across different domains, and has a promising future in the field of deep learning. That's it for today.